Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In my head, I always think agile methodology. So you have the ingredient and then you make a first try. So then you test it. Is it good? Is it not good? It's fine. You just add ingredient, you do it again, and then you test again.
It's a nice way of looking at it. I'm sure when the fathers of agile methodology put it together, they were thinking about people going on baking shows.
You're listening to Women Tech Charge from the Evening Standard with me, Anne-Marie Maffedon. What does baking have to do with technology? How can you build a career that bridges the two? And what on earth is bake tech? In this episode, I'm talking to a woman who can answer all of those questions, and she's also made me an incredible cake. On your marks, get set, bake! I'm sat here enjoying cake, opposite a woman of many talents who has worked at IBM, done several project management roles, but also her Italian meringue ginger cake got a Hollywood handshake on the 2018 season of Great British Bake Off. Her journey is one that shows how fluid our careers are now and how tasty they can be. Welcome to the podcast, Manon Le Greve, my winner of Great British Bake Off 2018.
Hello. Hello, Anne-Marie. Hello, everyone.
Thank you so much for coming and for taking time out of your now busy schedule.
No, thank you for having me.
You're now a celeb.
God, no.
You've been elevated amongst the rest of us technology professionals. But you were a technologist, which they didn't talk about really on the show.
So I first started my career in a conference company and we implemented Salesforce. So I started from, you know, like selling actually our services with Salesforce. So it was super good because you understand essentially what we do and what tech can, you know,
and what you're selling. And for anyone that doesn't know, anyone that has not been touched by the magic of Salesforce, what is Salesforce?
So basically it's a customer relationship management system.
AKA CRM.
CRM. So yeah, so what we do is, you know, we understand companies, businesses, we map out their processes and then we just align the technology. First, I was mostly just a consultant and then I became a project manager. So like it was amazing. I had like a team of 8 people. Finding Salesforce and finding CRM really shaped my career. And yeah, like I would literally recommend for anyone. Becoming a project manager, what I loved was like, it was me, Manon Le Greve, 26 years old. I'm going to tell you, 45 years old man, so I've been in IT for 20 years, what we're going to do. And I think like, you know, I'm not, it just gave me so much confidence.
The other thing that people really enjoy is the fact that there is a clear passage up or forward.
Yeah.
And it's not just that you have to, you know, it's not only that you're project manager and you become program manager, but there's so many different ways you can diversify.
Exactly.
What like, you end up doing.
Also, because I loved being a consultant as well, so I would solution all the time. Like it was bad because I was like, you're a project manager, you don't solution, but, like, but I want your solution. So, you know, I'm like behind my laptop, like, oh, what about if I do this? And then still work on the technology because I enjoyed it. But I always knew I wanted my own business anyway. So I think to me, I always knew that I'm going to go to a certain level of I'm comfortable with my job to actually live and create my own business.
did you ever know, or when did you know that baking was that tech, that company you were going to set up? Because I think often people say they want to set up a company. It might be a big thing. Was baking the company you wanted to do? Is there another company that's still within you that you want to set up and the baking is just a sideline thing?
So in my family, we all have businesses around food.
Oh, okay.
So I always knew that it would be around food. Like I think I still would love to have a coffee shop because I just love to share. I love to bake and cook as well. So, you know, it was always here. And, you know, maybe the path for me doing it is probably going to be very different to what I thought it would be.
So I did want to talk a little bit about behind the scenes with Bake Off. Yeah. So talk me through that experience. You're a tech project manager who loves baking. How many times did you apply for Bake Off?
So twice.
You applied
so
twice?
So I actually applied when I was still selling our services. They go through every single application.
Okay.
Which is mad. But yeah, it's quite a lengthy project, lengthy process.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, I remember, so I was in Rome with my mum and dad and they called me and they were like, oh my God, you're going to be on Bake Off. I was like, oh my God, oh, crazy. But I had the moment where it was, I just finished a project and I was going to start my biggest ever project. And I had a week. And that's when I started to recipe training.
Okay.
And one day I was like, I'm not going to do it. I need to quit. Okay. Like literally I woke up, I was crying, called all my friends. I was like, is this something I need to focus on right now is my career.
Yeah.
And not a baking show.
Yeah.
And I literally nearly called them. And, you know, my parents are like, well, you do what you want to do. Like, if you feel like this, you know, we don't want to force you and it's your adventure. But then I had a lot of friends who were like, one of my friends, she said, you know what is the easier thing for you to do is to quit now. The harder thing is to go through.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so she was like, just do one. And then I went there. And then I wanted to
do one episode.
Yeah, I was like, okay. My goal was like, just do one and then you've done it.
Is it true?
Mm-hmm.
That you have to wear the same clothes like all day for all the days that you need to film for one episode.
Sounds disgusting, right?
It does.
Yeah.
Especially how hot it gets in the tent.
Yeah. No, because it's, so we have to. So usually what we do, we just wash our clothes in the hotel room.
Yeah. In the sink.
Yeah.
Gosh.
But it's really hot, so it just dries quickly.
Yeah, I don't know. But I can't remember the last time I hand washed anything.
I know. Well, you know, I didn't have the day after 12 hours filming. It doesn't matter. You know the next day. Like, it's fine. And I think that Bake Off is such a family. Like, everyone is, you know, we're all there to help each other. So
if you smell a bit, then no one, yeah. No one cares.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's true.
Is it true that the crew get to eat all the cakes?
Yes, they do.
Wow.
Like, that's the thing that they're waiting for. So, you know, they're just here, lingering around. And then we're like, okay, good. And literally everyone is like, oh, and we have spoons. So they go to the back kitchen and just everyone takes spoons. And it's just like, sometimes after technical challenge, vegan week actually was the best technical challenge. Just like pavlova, vegan pavlova.
Right.
And literally we were like all around the table. Imagine a crew of like 40 people. We're just eating and we're like, oh my God, this is so good. And we're like, who won again? Oh, doesn't matter. We're just eating.
Why vegan week in particular? Why wouldn't they have done that with the other weeks?
Like, I mean, always every time we eat something. Yeah. But this one was like, we could not stop eating it. It was like so delicious.
Was vegan week the one when Ruby's cake fell over?
Yes.
Oh man, bless that her. Was so sad.
I know.
What was it like balancing being on the show with being in a tech company?
That was hard.
Yeah.
Because also my project was in Birmingham.
Oh, right. Okay. So where did they film it?
Newbury.
Okay.
So I was going like 2-3 days in Birmingham and then going back at the weekend. It was hard. I have to say this project was very, very hard.
Yeah.
Even as a company, it was quite difficult. But going out of this now, like I've learned so much. Mm. So like finishing this project, I still did another project after. And I was like, oh, this is so easy.
What was work like? Because sometimes being in technology, people are a lot more allowing for you having side projects or side hustles or passion projects. Yeah. What were work like? How did they respond? How did they react?
Oh, they're amazing.
Yeah.
Like they were so excited, you know, for me, and they were like a full supporter of whatever I was doing. So they were like super flexible. And I think the good thing as well in technology is you can literally work from anywhere.
Mm.
So obviously I had some face-to-face meetings I had to go to, but you know, like again, thanks to, you know, all of the, like, I don't know, communication apps in the world, like it's so easy to you know, like Google Docs. I love Google Docs because we can just share everything, work at the same time on the same thing. And, you know, thanks to this, it actually allowed me to be able to work and also be on Bake Off. And yeah, and I'm not sure whether I would have this flexibility in different industries. And that's what I've seen a lot in the tech industry, even compared to my conference job is, you know, like with consultant, yes, maybe sometime you're going to work, you know, until, you know, 10 p.m., 1 a.m. because you have a deployment to do. But then, you know, if you have an important things in your life, they're going to let you go. And I think, yeah, that's what I love about, yeah, the tech industry as well.
Wonder whether you've ever, have you ever kind of been trying to do two things at the same time and ended up saying the wrong thing to the wrong person? So being like, being on your project and being like, well, actually that's egg status and it being a rag status instead. No.
No, because like, I don't know.
You time boxed it.
Yeah, when Bake Off Bubble was off, it was like, whoop, work bubble.
This podcast is about technology.
Yes.
In addition to about cake. So I want to talk about the technology of cakes, in particular bake tech, because you're a technologist who is now a baker, and it's something that doesn't get the airtime that maybe fintech does, and all the other different types of tech, but it's also something where there's some cool things happening, but maybe there's scope for more.
I think now there's so many, you know, we want to encourage people to do more themselves, like homemade stuff, and there's more like things or online stuff that you can buy to help you bake or cook. Like you say, you know, so Google Home can say, reduce the recipe. It's something very, it's simple. It's quite a simple concept.
Yeah.
But then just, you know, having someone to tell you what to do in
as,
your own
as
kitchen.
As you're doing it.
Exactly.
At your pace as well that you need to.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I've learned so much from like YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, literally, I became a baker from watching videos.
And I know that there's, I think it's Epicurious is the other one that I used to use all the time. Which is the app.
So you put different things, different ingredients, and then it gives you an idea of a recipe to make.
Yeah, and it gives you like options of different ones. And I know in the last couple of hacks as well that we've done, food waste is something that's come up quite often. So there's also been technology that girls have built around, like if you've got your fridge and you check food into your fridge, so you say, I'm putting a courgette in now and it goes off at this time, and I'm putting a pepper in now and it goes off at this time, and then having an app that then says, given the fact that that's going to go off at that point, you should make this recipe and make and cook that.
That's so clever.
So there are things, but I feel like it's something that still is quite left behind. So for example, even on Bake Off, every now and then, like, I don't know, something like The Apprentice, they'll have like a tech week and they'll do an AR this, da da da. Bake Off hasn't quite got there yet with bake tech.
I know that for The Professional, or it was on another food show.
Yeah.
Where now chefs, they all have Thermomix.
I've literally never heard of this Thermomix before.
Oh God, it's so good. It is like this mixer machine that heats and mix, and you just follow, click next. It tells you add 50, you know, 500 grams of flour, add, you know, 250 grams of butter, and you follow the thing, and then you make pastry, you make soup. It's amazing. That.
And the machine talks to you as you cook.
So it just shows you on the thing.
Yeah.
Next, what do you do next? Add this, like mix at 50 degrees for 5 minutes. Like when I went home, all of my like Christmas bush, like Christmas log, I always make them with that.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. If you don't know how to cook, that literally is the best thing ever.
Do you think you learn how to cook, or do you think you become reliant on the Thermomix?
You've already become reliant on the Thermomix.
Because that sounds like if someone put a real scales and a real bowl down in front of you, you'd have no idea what you were doing. So you're French. I don't know if anyone noticed the man on his French. How aware were you, or are you, of what the French tech scene looks like?
To be fair, I think because we have an office in France as well.
Yeah.
I think in France we saw backward.
Okay, all right, yeah.
So like my sister, she just started to work at a very well-known tech company. And like her pay slips is still sent to her by letter and she can't find it online. I'm like,
oh wow, really?
What?
Okay.
Yeah. So like, or like even when I see my mum, like I think in France we a bit more paper people.
Yeah.
And you know, the oh God, I don't want this to be a criticism or anything. But it's just like the way I've seen it, like the bureaucracy is still around papers.
Yeah.
And like, and even banking. I mean, I love my banking app. That's the best thing ever. I never need to go to the bank. Mm. I do everything I need on my bank. In France, like, how many times, mom, she's like, oh, I need to go to the bank. I was like, do you ever go to bed? Like, I never go to bed.
Yeah.
You know, and like seeing this here, like that's where, you know, the main difference I see. Wow, in France, we're still a bit, you know, it's late.
Yeah,
like behind. I find it quite late behind, yeah.
Which I think is quite a funny one, because there are so many, when you talk about European tech and European startups, there is still quite a skew towards UK. So I don't know how many people know, but Eventbrite came out of France.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so that's like a French startup. But I think it is something as well where we talk a lot about the ecosystem and about the kind of environment that we have.
Yeah.
And sometimes I even take for granted the fact that you don't have to go to the bank, or there's Wi-Fi in so many different public places, or your payslip. You know, I bought my flat online.
What?
Effectively, like signed all the paperwork, did everything online.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we're so privileged, I guess, in some ways, to be able to have that infrastructure and have this kind of system that's okay with digital, that we forget that actually being able to innovate here is gonna be slightly easier, or to get started even within the world is slightly easier than elsewhere.
100%.
The other thing I do wonder about is coding and some of the technology behind the scenes. So something like Salesforce is an American company.
Yeah.
Something like HTML. So I obviously work with the girls and we teach them, and I always do this thing where I'm teaching HTML, which is like the language of the web.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is American spellings of stuff.
Oh,
so
yes.
I'll be like, you have to put the color, background color, take out the U. But the other thing I always wonder is about, if English is not your first language, again, 100%. How does that work?
Yeah, I think like for
me... Well, not how does it work, but you know, but yeah, how big is that extra mental load?
Yeah, I think like I remember having conversation with some of my French friends about Salesforce, and usually we were just like English frangling, like frangling.
Franglish, yeah.
Because essentially we're like, oh, okay, bon, on fait quoi à propos du field? You know, we just continue, and at the end we just continue speaking in English, because so the thing, like Salesforce, again, you know, is, as you said, it's an American company, so, and like coding as well, I think a lot of it is actually in English or American terms.
Mm.
So I think it's quite difficult, maybe for like French people. I mean, we're okay in English, but I would not be able to speak English if I did not live here.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I think it's very hard. I'm a true believer of, if you want to learn a language, either you're like really good and actually speak every day with someone, or you live in the country.
Mm.
Like there's not really secret. So
my dad used to get me to watch TV5 when I was younger.
Oh yeah,
that's
good.
Watch TV.
Yeah,
watch
TV.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And in France, everything is dubbed. Like everything is in French.
I see. Okay.
So you know, you can't learn. And I think that's I don't know. To my belief, I think it's probably one of the reasons why maybe we're a bit worried.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. Yeah, French people are a bit worried about. Even my mom, sometimes she's like, oh, are you sure you're gonna give me your card number on the phone? I'm like, Mom, it's fine.
No, you tell her you're gonna put a piece of paper and give it to a pigeon.
Exactly. Nearly.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So now going forward, what is next? What do you do as a tech professional who applied to Bake Off for the second time, almost quit, but finished it, basically won? We're going to kind of put that down. What happens next?
Well, because I worked in technology and business, I think I have quite a straight, you know, a good like business mind.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, thanks to like social media and technology, there's so many things that you can do now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm starting a YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
Again,
called
called Manon's Little Kitchen.
Yeah, there we go.
And again, because I've learned so much from YouTube, I want to give that to people as well. And I love, you know, teaching. So hopefully it's going to be like funny and, you know, helpful for people. And obviously my Instagram, so it's, you know, it's quite visual. And again, like, that's amazing. Oh, yeah, what I love is you get all the insight, you know, if you have like professional Instagram.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, like, I love looking at statistics and, you know, the time to post and all of these little metrics that just help you to, you know, have better engagement and, you know, build a nice profile. And yeah, I just, so you think this. And hopefully I've, you know, in talks on some things I can't tell you about, but very exciting stuff.
Mm.
So yes, an exciting year.
And are you project managing your Instagram with the same ruthlessness that you project managed before?
Exactly. Yes. So I have like, I have a plan, you know, Google Docs, uh-huh. because I love Google Docs that I share with my agent. And I'm just like, I actually, what I did, I was like, so I have these docs and then I have a few Excels that I call database. So then you click and you get to this one. You know, like, it's just little things that I love to do and that I can utilize for my profession to yep. my own business. And yeah, that's so important. And I think that's the way you have to do it anyway.
With the YouTube, have you been involved in the production on that side of things as well?
So we are doing it on our own.
Yeah.
Again, using like iPhones and iPads because oh, wow. it's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, besides the thing, like, the things, thanks to technology, the things that you can do now. Like, I have like a Canon, you know, 4 or 5, like a professional camera.
Yeah.
And I was in New York, but then I had my camera with me, but I had my iPhone. Mm. And like the pictures I took on my iPhone were insane.
Okay.
So, and even if, you know, I put them on my blog and they also look amazing. And so, yeah, so we're just filming everything on iPad and iPhone.
I wonder how many YouTubers actually do that. I always get the sense that, so there's certain YouTubers you watch, so they'll might be about beauty, they might be about hair, they might mm-hmm. be about baking, and every now and then they'll do a kind of behind the scenes and explain what it is and show you their setup and all that kind mm-hmm. of thing. And I always find it interesting how many of them, when they then upgrade and get a new camera, will then come out and say, I've got this new camera.
Mm-hmm.
So do you, it's weird, or not weird, but it's interesting, you're starting from an iPhone
yeah.
because it's good enough. It shoots in 4K.
Yeah, 4K, yeah.
Now anyway, right? Yeah.
And also I think, what I think is now we consume content on our phones mm. most of the time.
Yeah.
Like, again, if I look at my statistic from my blog, 83% of people actually consume my content on their phone.
Yeah.
So that's why, like, you know, YouTube, I watch YouTube video on my phone.
Mm.
So I think, you know, yes, desktop is great, but now people, again, they're more mobile. So I think I'm very happy to film, you know, on my iPhone. And yes, obviously the quality might be not as professional as a camera and, you know, that's why you have the TV and the production companies and stuff. But that's what I want to do. And, you know, and hopefully it's going to encourage people to do the same if they have a message to share and want to share something.
Did you have the baking Instagram before you went on Bake Off? Or did you have your Instagram, sorry, before you went on Bake Off?
So I had a blog already mm-hmm. before and mm-hmm. I had an Instagram. I had like 700 followers.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so it just grew from nothing. Like, but again, the exposure is insane.
Yeah, Channel 4 helps to grow.
Yeah.
To grow your following.
Yeah.
And then, so looking forward, what can we expect from your YouTube?
So I think my thing is going to be a lot of just like French food made easy.
Okay.
Because, I don't know, when I look around me, like my mum, you know, she had a company, 3 kids, you know, no nanny, nothing. And she made food every day, starter, main, dessert for lunch and dinner.
Oh my goodness.
So, you know, it's kind of like going back to my grandma and to my mum and people around me that, you know, have done that all their life and just bring it to the people here. Like French food doesn't have to be fancy. Mm. So yeah, just doing this. And also I think I love, you know, doing a partnership with other people. So I've got one plan with this girl. She runs a like ethical blog. I think it's called like Ethical Unicorn. So kind of, you know, how you can use less palm oil for making your own bread or making your own cereal bar.
Okay.
You know, like a few things like this that I'm going to do as well.
We're supposed to eat the cake, right?
Oh, yes.
So you have brought a blueberry and almond vegan cake for
yes.
us to enjoy. You baked it this morning.
Yes.
Jet lagged from,
yes.
or knackered from coming back from
yeah,
New York.
Yeah, I was going to do it yesterday, but I was tired. So it's tiny, a bit warm.
And it's a bit warm.
And it's an experiment. So I've never done it before.
This is an experiment. Okay,
yes.
Cool.
So please,
and we're
going to
experiment
me.
With mukbang / ASMR on a podcast as well. Which I don't know whether the producers aren't too keen on that, but we're gonna try it anyway. Do you want to do the honors? Do you want to cut it, or should I cut it?
So this is the thing. I like to cut my cakes.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh, why do you like to cut your cakes?
Because I've had so many people destroying my cakes.
So for those that are listening, because you can't see it, although if you have a look on our Insta, you'll find a picture of the cake. It's just rectangular. I was thinking to just cut a hole in the middle and serve it from there.
Okay,
so Manon's going to cut. Manon is now cutting the cake. We have to open the box. It's very professional, I have to say. And it came with a sticker with ML on the outside. So her branding is all in line.
So it's made with like vegan butter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, grated apple, flaxseed.
Yeah, try some. It is really nice, actually. So it's not peanut. No, not peanuts in it. It's almonds and flaxseeds.
Mm-hmm. Like this probably should have cooked for a bit longer.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a hard bake. That's my poor Hollywood impression.
It's not
impression.
A word?
Hard bake.
Hard bake?
You've got a good bake here on this cake.
You got the bake, right?
That's my poor Hollywood impression. What was your favourite bake of the series?
I think it was Korovai, which was Breadwick making like a big kind of brioche celebration.
And what's your favourite cake to eat?
That's so hard. Mm. I would say Paris-Brest.
You'd say what?
So it's Paris-Brest? Paris-Brest? So essentially it's a choux, and inside it's got like a praline, like buttercream.
Ugh. I've never heard of that before.
Oh my God, really?
Paris-Brest?
Yeah, Paris-Brest. So from Paris, so it's originated from a very famous cycling race from Paris to Brest.
Yeah.
And that's why it's circle, because it's a circle of a bicycle.
Oh.
Yes.
What's your favourite cake to bake in general? Or thing to bake?
I love making birthday cakes.
Oh, okay.
Because it's always like for a nice occasion and people love it.
What about wedding cakes?
Or yeah, I've done a few. This year I've got 5 wedding cakes.
Oh, no.
Like a lot of my best friends are getting married. And they're like, oh, can you make my cake? I was like, oh, okay. Now I say, no.
No. Why don't you watch my YouTube channel and you can make your own cake?
Yeah.
And yes, if you want to make your own cake, watch Manon's YouTube channel.
Oh.
Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
It was fun to talk about bake tech.
Yeah.
I don't imagine many other people.
No, I think, and also like you... I want to learn more about it as well. I want to look into it a bit more.
So Manon will invest with you, or she'll advise you if you're startup. If you're going to come into tech, into bake tech, Manon's going to help out.
I can taste bakes as well.
Awesome. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
Thanks for bringing cake and not being empty handed. I would have turned you back if you came empty handed.
No.
Thanks for listening as well,
thank you.
Everyone. See you next time. You can find Manon and her little kitchen on Twitter at mmarla35 and Instagram at manonlegrev. For the latest news, sport, entertainment and more audio content, visit standard.co.uk. We're Evening Standard on Twitter, and on Insta it's evening.standard. I and Marie live on Twitter at aimafidon, good luck spelling that, and on Instagram at notyouraverageami, which is a little bit easier to spell. Get in touch, have a chat, ask questions using the hashtag WomenTechCharge.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.